NSO Group is under new ownership, the Pentagon has a new cyber strategy, a hacker backdoors MB Media servers around the world, and PyPI will enforce MFA for all maintainers. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 29th of May, and this podcast episode is brought to you by vulnerability management and analysis platform Nucleus Security. In today's top story, Israeli spyware vendor NSO Group is under new ownership. The Wall Street Journal reports its previous owners, including a private equity fund started by Novalpina Capital, have all been wiped out in the restructure. The company is now under the ownership of Defresnay Holdings, a company founded by one of NSO's original co-founders, Omri Levy. This move comes after NSO creditors, Credit Suisse, and the Senator Investment Group foreclosed on NSO's former owner, Luxembourg-based holding company North Pole. The new owners intend to keep the company's spyware business going. In other news, the US Department of Defense has sent a classified version of its 2023 cyber strategy to Congress. The document spells out how the DoD will operate in cyberspace to protect the US and its interests. It's the first cyber strategy document the DoD has completed since 2018. The Pentagon says the new cyber strategy is grounded in the DoD's real-world experiences and draws on lessons learned from the recent conflict in Ukraine. Officials say the Russia-Ukraine conflict demonstrated how cyber capabilities may be used in large-scale conventional conflict. Principles outlined in the strategy include defending forward, cyber partnerships with US allies, and a focus on building a resilient cyber force. An unclassified version of the document will be released later this year. Software company MB has remotely shut down some of its customers' media servers after a hacker used a vulnerability to hijack them. The attacker used an old vulnerability to install malicious plugins on the MB servers that steal user passwords. MB developed a firmware update to scan for the malicious plugins, shut down systems when they're present, and ask users to change passwords. More than 1,200 customer servers were affected. The Python Software Foundation will enforce two-factor authentication for all accounts that maintain Python libraries on PyPI. Developers must set a 2FA method by the end of the year or have their access to some PyPI features limited. The organization also announced it completed an engineering upgrade that's reduced the number of places where its servers need to record a user's IP address. News of this change came 2 days after the foundation revealed it was subpoenaed by the US Department of Justice to reveal information on 5 PyPI accounts. The requested information included the users' IP addresses, but also the IP addresses of all users who downloaded packages from the 5 users. The number of phishing domains managed by domain registrar Freenom has significantly declined, according to security researcher Dave Pisciatello from InterIsle. Freenom is the official domain name registry for top-level domains of the Central African Republic, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Mali, and Tokelau. Meta sued Freenom in March for ignoring abuse requests and allowing malicious sites to operate freely. Pisciatello says the lawsuit has worked, and Freenom domains now account for only 15% of phishing domains worldwide. In November last year, Freenom registered domains accounted for 60%. The city of Augusta, Georgia, has been hit by a ransomware attack that encrypted some of its internal IT systems. The incident took place on May 21 and was claimed by the Black Byte ransomware gang. Media reports claim the gang had requested a $50 million ransom demand. City officials say the city isn't being held hostage and it's working to restore impacted systems. Augusta is the second largest city in the state of Georgia. Atlanta, the state's largest city, was also hit by ransomware in 2018. Staying with ransomware, and the US healthcare provider Managed Care of North America has admitted a ransomware gang stole and leaked the personal information of 8.9 million of its customers earlier this year. The breach took place in late February when Lockbit accessed the company's network, stole patient information and encrypted its systems. Lockbit leaked the data on the dark web in early April after the healthcare provider refused to pay up. According to MCNA, the leaked data includes social security numbers, driver's license information, healthcare and insurance details. To crypto lols now, and Jimbo's Protocol cryptocurrency platform has been hacked and $7.5 million worth of Ether stolen. The Jimbo's Protocol was launched less than 3 weeks ago. Also in crypto heist news, Nigerian cryptocurrency exchange Patricia says it was also hacked. The breach impacted its customer trading application. The company didn't reveal how much money it lost in the attack. Security firm OccamSec has published a proof-of-concept exploit for a critical GitLab vulnerability. GitLab released patches for the issue last week and strongly recommends that users patch their servers as soon as possible. The vulnerability allows unauthenticated third parties to read files on GitLab servers and may be used by attackers to access and steal proprietary source code. The vulnerability is considered easy to exploit and received a rare 10 out of 10 CVSS severity score. And finally, the SuperVPN service exposed more than 360 million records to the internet after its Chinese developer misconfigured the app's database. The database contained information on all its paid customers, including details such as emails, customers' real IP addresses, geolocation information, and the VPN servers they connected to. The database was secured after it was discovered by security researcher Jeremiah Fowler. SuperVPN's App Store listing claims it doesn't save logs. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Nucleus Security. Find them at nucleussec.com. Thanks for your company.